apple a day keeps the doctor away. A garlic a day keeps everybody away.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Have you ever been cranky or met someone who is? Years ago, my friend Mary Chambers drew a cartoon for one of my books. It was of a prune-faced lady talking to her doctor. She said, "What do you mean I've got an ulcer? I don't get ulcers, I give them." I knew deep down that I was beginning to be the prune-faced gal. My wife had just experienced her first grand mal seizure, and despite 1,000 prayers and 12 doctors, the seizures arrived several times a day, knocking the stuffing out of us. Doctors shook their heads and wrote referral notices. Friends recommended remedies, and deep within me, resentment began to grow like a cancer. I was trying to hold down a job, care for a wife and 3 kids. It was like shoveling during a blizzard. I began to wonder, does God even care? One night I lay awake and the thought hit me, run, Calloway, run. A guy I played softball with ran. One week he was there, the next he wasn't. We filled his spot in center field, and life went on. Perhaps that would be the shortcut to peace. Of course, I knew what was right, but what was wrong caused my stomach to jump in anticipation. Have you ever been tempted to run? To quit? One day I was privileged to spend some time with Rick Warren, the pastor. I told him, "I have a friend who's going through really hard stuff. What would you say to him?" Rick wisely said this, "I'd say that God never wastes a hurt. The very thing you resent the most, that you wish had never happened, the thing you're most ashamed of, the very thing that has hurt you the most, is the very thing God wants to use in your life. It may be the start of your greatest ministry to others. Who can help the parents of a Down syndrome child better than the parents of a Down syndrome child? Who can help an addict better than somebody who's been an addict? God uses all these things to shape us for serving Him." How badly I needed to hear this. A few nights later, the kids yelled, "Dad, come quick." They were kneeling at the top of the stairs, coaxing and cheering for our little dog. Don't ask me why, but Mojo had a toy cat between her teeth and was trying to drag it up the stairs. The stuffed cat was twice her size, but the stubborn dog wouldn't quit. She tried pushing it, tossing it, dragging it sideways. She tried pulling it backwards and ended up head over heels in a heap. Then she looked up at us and wagged her tail. "Come on," said Rachel, "you can do it." And then it happened. She backed up, lifted her head, and made a run for it. One stride at a time, she lugged that huge cat up 14 stairs. It was a miracle of tenacity, courage, and perseverance. I found myself cheering the loudest because I knew I needed to be tenacious, courageous, and persevere. I have come to discover that one of the quickest ways to long-term misery is short-term thinking. You want joy? When it comes to matters of faith and conscience, don't give up. Paul says in Galatians 6:9, "And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." One of the signs that God is at work in us along the pathway to joy is perseverance in difficulty and distress. Talent and genius and opportunity and education are wonderful gifts, but none can take the place of determination. So hang in there today. Think of your legacy. Back up, wag your tail, and take another run at it. Be like a postage stamp. Stick to it until you arrive at your destination.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good." Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.